Well, I have to tell you, it was great fun at the St. Patrick's Parade, and I thank Mike Kelly once again for asking me from the United Irish Society and the head, and also his company, Environmental Maintenance Engineers. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people helped. Kevin Gorman got me around in a golf cart. Of course, Laith Hermuz from Metro Cars got me there and back, which I always appreciate. Amber Avig from the parade company, the event manager, helping out. Jessica Kaminskas. I'm not sure that's how her name is spelled, but that's how I have it spelled on the paperwork they gave me. Amber Avig, the whole team. Did I mention Amber? Okay. And then I got a note this morning from Sheila Cassidy, Vice President, United Irish Societies, and they'll be well represented at our St. Patrick's Day celebration this Friday, that you'll be able to be here, front row seat, on the radio or on your social media. I hope you'll be here for that. And Mr. Steve Courtney, I want to tell you something. Once again, in the middle of the St. Patrick's Parade, a man came running up to me and claimed to be your brother. Good-looking man. Good-looking young man.
Really?
Your brother. And he happened to be with, like, about 50 of his friends and family in the famous Minmaw clan. And though I know your last name is Courtney, I bet if you ask them, they would love to have you march down next year's Detroit St. Patrick's Parade with the Minmaw clan. Have you thought about that ever?
Well, I have not only thought about it, I have participated in the past. And, yeah, those are my family members representing at the St. Patrick's Day party. And, you know, Paul, if I can be frank.
I like you as Steve, but go ahead and be frank.
Over a period of time, as it relates to the St. Patty's Day party. At my particular age, I have discovered that discretion sometimes becomes the better part of valor. I have gone down. I have enjoyed the proceedings. And sometimes things have gone a little bit sideways. I'm a little bit too busy to allow that to happen right now.
I think I understand completely what you're saying. But be that as
it may. I certainly hope so.
But be that as it may, your brother always comes up, and he's always very nice, and they're all very nice. And I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, everybody had a great time. I've seen photos, and at least the ones they've allowed me to see. So anyway, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Dub, this conversation brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford, located here in beautiful Livonia. Spring training has begun for your Detroit Tigers, Bill Brown Ford, and of course, my good friend Matt Garko are stepping up to the plate once again with their True View inventory. Bill Brown Ford hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. All right, it is bracket time, ladies and gentlemen. And for the first time in program history, Alabama is the overall top seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. The Crimson Tide were awarded the top seed yesterday over Kansas and Houston, each of whom, by the way, exited their conference tournament without the title. And there you have it. Purdue, by the way, secured the final number one seed. Of course, the Boilermakers, Zach Edey and company, would go on to win the Big Ten tournament yesterday. Obviously, a full day of good news for Alabama, defeated Texas A&M to win the SEC tournament before gathering to watch the selection show en masse. Now, Alabama continues to proceed, Paul, with all the drama surrounding their fine freshman, Brandon Miller, and the whole murder thing. And it's just head-scratching. We don't have time to get into it right now. We are celebrating the tournament. Now, as it relates to number one seeds, number one Houston, by the way, the betting favorites, their head coach, Calvin Sampson, it seems like he's been coaching in college basketball since 1923. And again, he is having a lot of success with that Houston program. As it relates to Magnum TI, Tom Izzo, who we'll be talking to at 8:35 on your fine program, Paul, there was some discussion as to where they would fit in. Would they be a 7 seed? Would they be an 8 seed coming off the disappointing loss to Ohio State Saturday in the Big Ten tournament? Turns out they are indeed a 7 seed in the East. They will be taking on the Trojans of USC. Trojans, Spartans, what are you going to do? USC, a fine season, 22-10. And, you know, we will get into it a little bit more, as I mentioned, with Tom Izzo. They are going to go off, by the way, in the East, Columbus, Ohio, 12:15 is the start time on Friday. By the way, all of the NCAA tournament action gets underway tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, with some first four action. 6:40, Southeast Missouri State will get together with the Islanders of Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Then the nightcap, 9:10 tomorrow, we'll have Pittsburgh and Mississippi State getting together. All of this going on in Dayton, Ohio. What a wonderful time of year it is, my friend.
I'm looking at my brackets. It's overwhelming to imagine that anyone could ever get all of those right starting today. It's why I've said in the past, I don't really try to fill this thing out until after everything's over. And even then I screw it up.
But it's a good theory, yeah.
Have you heard the number, what the odds are of getting this right? It's a
we'll
number
never
I've never
it.
Heard before.
I know, you know, never say never. But the odds, even with, you know, computers and AI and, you know, you name all this stuff, the odds are quite simply astronomical. And
like nine digits or something. It's like incredible.
We will never, ever see it because obviously upsets are a part of the game in the brackets. So to nail each and every one of those, it's a math, and I don't want to bring math into the conversation, especially not at 7:56 in the morning for
right.
crying out loud.
Right.
9.2 quintillion.
Quintillion.
That's the number. 9.2 quintrillion.
Quintillion or quintrillion?
Quintillion?
See, I've never even heard of that number.
Yeah,
it's so high.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Look at my good friend, Sean, back in making plays. How are you, laddie?
Doing well, pal. Obviously happy for Michigan State as well. I mean, Steve, one of the things that jump out is when you look at the consecutive run by this team, the next closest in the Big Ten, Purdue at 8. Think about that. Michigan State, 25 consecutive NCAA tournaments. The next closest in the Big Ten, Purdue at 8. If that isn't a testament to what Coach Izzo is doing, I don't know what is.
He's the senior
fellow. And
I know
Tom doesn't take that lightly.
He's the senior fellow. And speaking of fellows, gentlemen, we'll check back with you next hour when Tom Izzo is here at 8:35. As we continue, and welcoming in Mike Fallahy of Mary Grove Awnings in this final hour coming up.